"What to the slave is the 4th of July?" asked Frederick Douglass in a 1852 speech given in New York celebrating the signing of the Declaration of Independence. While recognizing the contributions of the Founding Fathers, Douglass drew attention to the inequities and inequalities still present in American society more than 75 years after the battles of Lexington and Concord. Under this small table is an inscription that notes, "It came from Sir William Pepperell. He gave it to his slave, Molly Miles." Scholars have identified Molly Miles as an enslaved person in the house of Sir William Pepperell of Kittery Point, Maine. As noted, when she died at about 108 years of age, Molly retained the faculties of her mind to the last and was still active. An example like this of a New England 18th century object with a history of ownership by an enslaved person is exceedingly rare. What did Molly think about the revolution as she sat at this table? Did it represent liberty and justice for all, or just for some?